Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a tweet here, Seth. This is from tweeter TibbyTX on Twitter. We were talking about Russ and James Harden being the best of friends. She was in Vegas on Saturday at the Drake concert, and Harden and Westbrook were there three tables over, and then in all caps, she said, kicking it hard.
Oh, yeah, good job.
So they were hanging out socially in Vegas.
Wait, they were at a table at the Drake concert?
I guess, yeah.
Must have been like a VIP area or something?
I would assume so.
Who's this person that listens to us that's got this kind of clout?
Her name is TibbyTX on Twitter.
She needs to bid on this this Wade Smith Foundation.
There you go.
Bulls and Blackjack.
Clearly, she likes hanging out in an environment that where there's gambling.
Big
nearby.
Ballers, Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, the likes of those, DJ Reader, Jonathan Joseph, all that.
Yep.
So you'll sit at our table. If you knock us out, Landry and me, then you get a prize. But also, you have a really good time and have access to the VIP lounge with all those Texans, former Texans, a few other guys.
So we've been doing $500 for a pair of seats.
Yeah, a pair of seats at the at the table. So,
okay.
So it's at the what's the contest line?
832-430-2WIN.
Yeah.
832-430-2WIN.
So Harden, boy, NBA. I don't know if the NBA players party better. I don't want to say they party harder because I don't think they party harder. I think they party better than any other athlete.
They're more efficient.
I think baseball players might party the hardest, but kind of low key. And I think that, but maybe not, because they have to go in. They're day in, day out.
Every day.
They don't live, and it's not the way it used to be. Back in the day, it seems like they used to get drunk every night and then use uppers in the morning. And it was not a healthy lifestyle. Now their bodies are their temples and they're sleeping 12 hours
a night. Yeah, honestly, I feel like football is the most conducive to partying the hardest of the sports. There's one game a week.
Yeah.
You deal with a lot of pain, so the partying probably, there's probably some self-medicating going on with the partying.
So the football players might party the hardest, but NBA players party the best because they tend to be at these super exclusive events and everything. It's stuff that I don't necessarily enjoy. I don't enjoy doing it just because I get uncomfortable in those. I don't enjoy parties. But for people that do enjoy parties, it seems like NBA players are at the best parties.
The structure of their lives too is a very night-centric lifestyle.
Yeah, that's true. They can stay up until they don't, especially now that teams have started to tailor the shoot around to, they don't have these early morning shoot arounds anymore. Because they realized, all right, even if a guy's living a clean and sober life, he's getting 4 hours of sleep and then waking up to go to a shoot around and then napping again.
Yeah.
It's not the best way to keep yourself healthy.
The NBA on the court and around the court lifestyle overlaps perfectly with a lifestyle where you're hanging out at the club till 3 a.m.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say basketball, the most efficient of the partying sports.
You're on the road for shorter trips than baseball. Boy, but a baseball pitcher is kind of set up for
big time.
A lot of golfing and a lot of doing whatever the hell else you want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Starting pitcher. That is the life.
Right.
Yeah.
But again, these guys, athletes across the board are way more mature and responsible than they used to be. I know everybody loves to talk about back in the day, and maybe they were tougher back in the day just because of the way things were set up. But as far as actually taking care of their body, across the board, athletes in general are way better than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago.
If it's a scale of 1 to 10 and 10 is right now how they do it, what was the score during your day of playing?
I don't know. Everybody's different. Maybe a 5 or a 6, okay. I suppose.
Okay.
But now, I remember talking to Roberta Anding. She's a dietitian with the Astros. She was with the Texans when I was there. And she said her job of educating players is so much easier now than it used to be because so many guys. Now, in baseball, it's different because you have a lot of guys that didn't go to college. But the guys that go to college, the colleges all have dietitians and everything.
Yeah.
So in football especially, guys are already pretty well schooled in how they should be doing everything. So that's where we are.
I don't know if you knew this. Did you know that Le'Veon Bell's baby mama is making intimations that she's been hanging out with Antonio Brown lately? Those two play each other this weekend, by the way.
Oh.
That's a very underrated subplot in this whole. We're getting lost in the fact that the Patriots are favored by 23 points over the Jets this weekend.
Yeah.
It's Le'Veon Bell versus Antonio Brown this weekend. And apparently they can take Le'Veon Bell's baby mama, Charisse, and dangle her over the field like a Money in the Bank briefcase, and the two of them can have a ladder match for her. Because she's been hanging out, she's at least been making hints that Le'Veon Bell's baby mama, Charisse, has been hanging out with Antonio Brown of late. She was asked, she did like a little Ask Me Anything dealio on Instagram.
Why, is she like an Instagram model?
She is an Instagram model, yeah. Well, she's very attractive and she's on Instagram. Yeah. And therefore, it fits my definition of an Instagram model. So you and AB getting down? Ha, 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 someone asked her. She said her answer, last week was booming, and that's all I can confirm, with the winking tongue out emoji and the heart eye emoji.
At first, I was thinking it was Le'Veon Bell's ex-girlfriend, and I thought, well, no big deal, whatever. It's like James Harden and his ex-girlfriend. Was he going to get upset every time Khloe Kardashian goes out with somebody or marries
baby
somebody?
Baby mama. These days, they have a kid
baby
together.
Mama. Man, if there's... That's it. It's a whole other level, as you know. Like, if your ex-wife, Sean, had started going out with somebody who was extremely volatile.
With Antonio Brown.
Right, who might be violent, allegedly. Like, that's not the guy that you want around your kids,
right?
That's not a laughing matter at all.
Right.
That would. I wonder, does that increase Le'Veon Bell's blood factor? Does it make him want to just go out and just thrash? I don't. Not that it matters.
But they're not going to be on the field at the same time.
Yeah, I know. But it's
if Le'Veon Bell requests to play inside linebacker. Yeah. That's how we'll know.
Well, I'm thinking of what Russell Wilson and Future, because Future the rapper doesn't like that Russell Wilson is married to his baby mama,
Sierra,
to Future's baby mama.
Right.
And Future will do stuff publicly to kind of put down Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson, as you would expect, handles it like the perfect stepdad. Just kind of, hey, look, everybody's got
He handles it infuriatingly well.
Yeah, which probably drives Future crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Future is basically just a really famous internet troll when it comes to Russell Wilson.
It probably drives Future crazy to know that Russell Wilson isn't even talking smack about Future to his kids. Like, when the kids come in, Future's like, so what'd Russell Wilson say about me? And he said we should respect you and love you, and that sometimes parents fight amongst each other, but it doesn't mean have anything to do with us.
And then he started playing your album.
Yeah. And Future's like, you tell that sawed-off little punk of a quarterback
to stop playing my album. So
maybe if he could quarterback worth a damn, they'd run less than 55% of the time.
Well, she was also asked about, this is Le'Veon Bell's baby mama, was asked about, why you be doing Le'Veon like that, was one of the questions, the follow-up question that she was asked on this Ask Me Anything deal. She says, if I'm honest about this situation, nobody is going to like what they hear about Le'Veon as a person and a father. It's probably best if I hold off for now.
Hmm.
With the hand on the chin, rubbing the chin emoji.
Yeah, that's right.
Two of those.
Not quite doing right by your kids there either. I have a great respect for people. Like, I have a respect for Russell Wilson because like my mom was awesome about not talking smack about my dad at all, even though my dad was... My dad might as well have been giving me voodoo dolls of my mom. And my mom would never. She always took the
good
high
for
road.
Her.
She always took the high road.
That's good.
I always respect when people, but likewise, I'm very judgmental when people don't do it the right way. You gotta remember, you don't be talking smack about your kid's father, no matter what.
On Instagram,
yeah, on Instagram,
2
publicly,
million people,
publicly, yeah,
right. So I bring all this up to say that if you're looking for a reason to watch the Jets and the Patriots this weekend, and you don't have money on -23, then here's another layer of drama that's involved in this game. AB might be boinking Le'Veon Bell's baby mama. Let's do some headlines, Jones.
Crowd knows what's at stake. Number 300, Gerrit Cole becomes the third pitcher in Astros history to strike out 300 in a season.
Third player in Astros history, Gerrit Cole, congratulations. Justin Verlander still chasing that honor. I want to say 17 strikeouts short right now of 300. So Justin Verlander probably have two more starts. So he may join Gerrit Cole in this club. The Astros might wind up having as many pitchers strike out 300 this season as they've had previously in the entire history of the franchise. J.R. Richard and Mike Scott are the other two. I would have guessed Nolan Ryan would have been one of them. He's not. But Gerrit Cole, the big story though, Seth, Gerrit Cole really good again last night, and the Astros win another baseball game.
Astros win again. The Verlander's in this load management mode right now where they're going to limit him to 90 pitchers
which
or fewer.
I'm fine so, with.
Which especially, I feel like as he's in this load management mode now, that he might get really efficient with his strikeouts. So 17s, even though he's going to pitch fewer innings, I feel like it might be even more achievable because he's going to just start mowing them down. He's going to feel super fresh, and he's going to roll into the playoffs as an absolute machine.
It'll be close. The big story team-wise, the Astros for the third straight year win 100 games, something that's only happened five other times in the history of baseball, a team winning 100 or more games 3 years in a row. The last team to do it was the 2002 through 2004 New York Yankees. Worth pointing out, they did not win the World Series in any of those three seasons.
One highlight from last night, Kyle Tucker with a great catch out in right field.
Yeah.
I would submit.
Robbed him of a home run.
How do I handle this? I don't want to be a jerk here. It was a really nice play by Kyle Tucker. That low wall makes people, every time somebody goes an inch above that wall, they say that they stole a home run.
Is it not factual?
I don't think so. I think it was a nice play, but I think it was a play that a lot of right fielders would have made. Would it have not? Now, Kyle Tucker,
He makes it look,
well, I see people on, so, oh my God. He lifted up into the heavens. It was like he was on the wings of angels, and he got about 3 inches off the ground. I don't know if he even actually left the ground with him. He's so lanky. It was a nice play.
It was a nice play.
Yeah.
Shifting gears, the Texans put out their first injury report of the week yesterday, and they are still a relatively healthy football team. The players that are worth mentioning that were limited in practice yesterday, DeAndre Hopkins, who I think is going to be limited. I think he was limited all season last year just so they could hold him out of practicing. He doesn't really need practice. Laremy Tunsil was limited with the ankle injury that he suffered in the game on Sunday against the Jags. For the second straight week, Will Fuller was limited. It was with a non-football injury. I don't know what that is.
It doesn't even say non-football injury, right? It says non-football related.
Yeah, non-football related, yeah. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Maybe he's getting his real estate license, and he has class on Wednesdays during practice.
Well, yeah, usually people don't dig into stuff with that because it's of a personal nature.
It's private.
I guess they have to explain the absence for whatever reason.
Meanwhile, the Chargers are banged up as hell.
Yeah.
Their secondary they're down to their third safety. They've got cornerbacks that they're missing right now. We know Melvin Gordon's holding out. Russell Okung is injured right now. Hunter Henry is out for a while, their tight end.
TJ Watt is healthy, and this will be the first time TJ Watt, who's a fullback, is going to go
Derek Watt.
Yeah. TJ Watt, obviously. Derek Watt, who's a fullback, is going to be going against JJ Watt. Some of you might know him. He plays for the Texans.
Do you think he goes and chips him and gets a shot in on his big bro?
He might be the lead blocker on something. I'd like to see if they give him a fullback give. If they do a fullback dive, then JJ has a shot at TJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TFL in the backfield on your bro. We just got done talking about the Jets and Le'Veon Bell. There's another story with the Le'Veon Bell story was a baby mama story, not really football related. This is a football related story, and it has to do with Jets safety Jamal Adams, who was fined $21,506 for a roughing the passer penalty against Baker Mayfield on Monday night. He blasted the NFL on social media Wednesday night, Seth, saying he posted a video clip of the play from the Jets' 23-3 loss to the Browns, saying, quote, "This league is a damn joke. I signed up to play football, not two-hand touch. Bull bleep.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about these soft rules protecting QBs. I'm going to play my..." All caps, brand of football every time I step on the field.
It's a really dumb opinion because that, and I'll say this too, I think Booger was wrong on the show, on the broadcast, when you talk about back in my day, that hit was illegal 20 years ago. He took two steps. Jamal Adams took two steps before he hit the quarterback after the ball was out of his hand. That was a flag 20 years ago. I'm getting tired of this as well, Sean. This is my morning of grievances. I'm getting tired of hits that would have been illegal 20 years ago, people acting like this is some new thing.
Blaming the modern game.
Every time there's an unsportsmanlike conduct, well, boy, it's gotten soft. Like, no, that was illegal in 1973.
Yeah. Adams went on to tweet that he was really impressed by Kyle Tucker robbing that player of a home run last night in the game.
It was a nice play. It was a really nice play. He didn't rob him.
I just wanted to get Jamal Adams further on your bad side.
I need to increase the height of that wall 2 feet. I just need to increase it so that it actually looks like, or 3 feet.
So it's actual thievery.
Like if you're thievering and then it's, yes, wow, he really did get up above the wall in a hard way.
That's like when you go to a friend's house and you take a soda out of their fridge and someone's saying, oh my God, he stole that soda.
Do you see when Aaron Judge gets back there by that wall? He's already, like, he doesn't have to leave
the ground.
He
comes up to his sternum.
He can stand there. Like, oh my gosh, he stole that home run. It's like it'd be like if in a little league fence, where there's that 3 foot fence around the perimeter, if every time somebody stood back there and grabbed,
would have gone out.
Stole
Seth. It would have gone out if he weren't there. Would have gone out. Robbery. That's what that was. Robbery. All right. The moments are winding down here. $500 for two seats at the 6-10 table, which will have Seth Payne and Landry Locker playing poker at Wade Smith's charity event tomorrow night for the Wade Smith Foundation. Promotes literacy, and it's the donation is tax deductible. $500, 832-4302 wins. It's going to be a great event. You get access to the VIP area at the event as well. A lot of big stars are going to be there. $500, 832-4302 win, 832-4302 win. You be the next bidder, and you are on your way to that big event tomorrow night. As we head into the 8 o'clock hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.